Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, it's time to hear from you. It's our I Stand for Israel segment. This is where we feature letters, emails, and website comments from those of you who have contacted the fellowship. Let's listen.
I became aware of your organization several years ago through my late grandfather, whom I called Poppy. He was an evangelical Christian, and I am an Orthodox Jew. Although we had separate faiths, we always shared respect and love for one another and found a common bond over our support for the State of Israel. When Poppy told me about his support for your organization, I checked the fellowship out and I immediately smiled. You do great work supporting immigrants to Israel. When I last saw Poppy for his 98th birthday, I noticed that your organization had sent him a birthday card. I thought that was very sweet. Poppy recently passed away. Please accept my sincerest gratitude for the work you do and the kindness you showed my grandfather. I am so proud that he considered the fellowship to be his favorite charity.
I have compassion for the plight of the Jewish people, as well as the suffering that goes on everywhere in this world. God says the Jews are the apple of his eye, and I believe that. It is hard to watch his children suffering, and I feel helpless in certain situations, but God must know what he is doing. What kind of world would this be without his love to guide us? Keep up the good work that God has allowed you to do. My thoughts are with you all.
You've been hearing from our listeners today on Holy Land Moments in our Listener Letters segment. We'd love to hear your comments as well. Contact us at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and let us know how you stand for and support Israel and the Jewish people. You can reach us at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.